Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Wall Street is underwhelmed. The stock is down about 5.8% at this point, which is a pretty big dip. And if you read some of the kind of analysts out there and some of the investors, all of them were expecting that that this plastic iPhone was going to be much cheaper priced than it was, because one of the big things that's been kind of pressuring Apple lately has been in emerging markets and places like China, India, Indonesia. People like Samsung and other companies have been putting out smartphones that are like $100 or lower, and Apple just can't compete with those. And for those people who, you know, we're talking about multiple months of salary to be able to buy a phone, the iPhone's just completely out of reach.
There is the Wall Street Journal's Ian Scher commenting on a talk radio interview about the announcement from Apple this week that their new iPhones are ready. A lot of people found them disappointing, however. The new iPhone introduction, number 10, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, in to overview the items that are important for the week ending Friday, September the 13th. Friday the 13th, no! Well, we're beyond that now anyway, because you're listening over the weekend, so everything is A-OK. We're reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio, counting down from number 10 to number 1. All these things have been put together with the help at the helm, talkers.com, the staff there, and the staff of Steffen Multimedia that's going to produce this program. Your ears are going to be exclusively in the know as we go through all of the things that have been big deals in talk radio, talk television as well. And this week, the new iPhones are at the number 10 spot. NFL controversies, number 9 in the countdown, and sports talk radio in general. Here's host Scott Sloan talking to Jen Verillo. Verillo has a group called Team Tampon, who are protesting new NFL security rules that keep women from bringing purses into the stadiums.
We're about to see countless numbers of women showing up to football games who are angry. Angry because they will not be allowed to bring their purses into Paul Brown Stadium. And this all really, this whole notion of fearism and paranoia began 12 years ago, to the point now it's absurd that only clear bags are going to be allowed in Paul Brown Stadium and the other NFL cities as well. So you can bring a Ziploc, ladies, 12 by 6 by 12. That's it. This all began 12 years ago when Andrew Carr told President Bush America's under attack. We've been on the defensive ever since.
Oh, you know, I absolutely agree with you, and I think that we need to stop being so reactive. Like, every time somebody does one thing, we react to it instead of trying to get ahead of the problem. It's just, you're not going to accidentally prevent a terrorist attack by checking purses at any stadium.
Well, what are you going to have in there? Because this isn't really about a purse, is it? Isn't it about the ability of the Lerner family to sell $9 beers at Cleveland Brown Stadium?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that they don't want you to smuggle anything in that you can purchase at the concession stands,
right,
which, you know, that's a natural reaction. I also think that they welcome the opportunity to offer to sell you a $14.99 Ziploc bag, which essentially
sure
is what it is. It's a
sure
clear purse, and it's got your team helmet on it, but it's a Ziploc bag, and I would rather give Ziploc the business.
As a woman, you started this whole campaign, Team Tampon, Jen. It's national news right now. Last week, you had a purse-making party at a bar there in Cleveland, having women come over, kind of tongue-in-cheek, take Ziploc bags and decorate them as their purses. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, what's the big deal here? I mean, you can't bring the purse to a football game. Who cares?
Well, you know, I just feel like it's an attack on my personal freedoms. I'm going to do it. If I want to go to a Browns game, I'm not a season ticket holder. It's too painful. But if I do want to go to a game on a Sunday, I don't want to put all my personal belongings in a Ziploc bag. That's what they do to convicts. That's what you do in prison. They make you walk around with all of your unmentionables or whatever you own in a plastic bag so everybody can see it. I have no problem opening up my purse and bring bomb-sniffing dogs. You know, I don't care what they need to do to make me feel safer. I'm just not one of those that kind of goes along with the flow. I feel that it was a knee-jerk reaction on the part of the NFL. They felt like they need to say and do something. But we can't walk around with a false sense of
security. Well, we've been seeing this going on for a long time. You know, it started with having the security guards inspecting and patting everyone down, and then now it's expanded to the purse policy as well, all because the lines are getting too long, they said. And we want to expedite the process so people can get into the game and enjoy it, because it looks really bad on national television. And I'm sure this is what started it. When you watch any football game, and for the first, 5 minutes of the first quarter, you can see a lot of empty seats. And that, I think that's because people are being held up at the security lines.
I don't know how. I mean, I've been to a number of NFL games, and I've really never felt like it was that much of an inconvenience to wait in line and show my purse. But they have lines where, you know, if you've got a purse, you're on this side. If not, and you just need to walk through real quick, you can be on the other side. I really don't think it's that much of an inconvenience, but I honestly just think it felt like they were doing the right thing at the right time, making a call and saying, this is going to help us feel safer. It's for the fan experience, and you're going to be safer all at the same time.
Up next, Diana Nyad, George Zimmerman, and Anthony Weiner. All those folks in the focus on the Talk Radio Review as we continue this weekend.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here at the helm, at least conversationally anyway. The number 8 item on the countdown, the critics who attacked Diana Nyad, the swimmer who came across from Cuba to Florida. Here's host John Williams talking about the ridiculous arguments some people are making to try to discredit Ms. Nyad, including here the use of a mask to protect her from jellyfish.
Not that she held onto the boat, not that anybody helped her, but that when she was floating in the water and she was getting around the area where there was going to be a bunch of those deadly box jellyfish, she's floating in the water, she puts on a jellyfish swimsuit thing and mask and goggles to make it safe for her to swim through those infested waters. And while she was doing that, they handed her the suit, and some of them touched her while she was in the water. She said, at no point did they hold me up. I was given zero assistance. But if you're going to say, did they touch my body and did they hand me the suit and I put it on and I got that kind of assistance, yes, that's what happened. Boy, did you know that there was a bunch of people that sit around in conference rooms and now argue about whether or not that's an assisted swim or not? If she held onto the side of the boat, I'd say that was assisted. If she had flippers, that'd be assisted. If she had a flotation device. None of that happened. But while she was floating in the water, they gave her the repellent suit, and some of them kind of helped her a little bit with that. And they say there's a chance they're not going to count it. In fact, here's just the attitude that she's facing against the people she needs to impress. The co-founder of the Marathon Swimmers Forum, that'd be your Marathon Swimmers Forum, said she acknowledged that her crew touched her when she was putting on the jellyfish suit. And I know she feels that was necessary, but I personally feel that puts this in the category of an assisted swim. She's waiting to see if others will agree with that guy and if hers will count.
George Zimmerman and his status in the world, number 7 on the countdown this week. Here's host Rick Sanchez talking about Zimmerman in the news following his detainment over a domestic violence call this week.
In case you haven't heard, George Zimmerman is in trouble again. Since being found not guilty of the slaying of Trayvon Martin, the alleged attack on Trayvon Martin, he was found not guilty in our state based on the laws of our state. As I said, as most people said, he should have been. I mean, based on the law. I always had a little bit of a problem with this guy. I never bought his complete story. I got issues with his character. There's just something phony baloney about this guy. But anyway, is he proving that to us now by continually getting in trouble with the law? I mean, if you were found not guilty of something that would have put you in prison for the rest of your life, wouldn't you just, like, disappear for a little while? Just go sit on a beach, hide. Stay out of the news, man. It's not going to make you look good. Anyway, here's Shelley, his wife, calling police.
All right, we do have units en route to you, ma'am. Is he still there?
Yes, he is, and he's trying to shut the garage door on me.
Is he inside now?
No, he's in his car. And he continually has his hand on his gun, and he keeps saying, step closer. He's just threatening all of us with his firearms, and he's going to shoot us.
Okay.
He punched my dad in the nose. My dad has a mark on his face. I saw his glasses were on the floor. He accosted my father and then took my iPad out of my hand and smashed it and cut it with a pocket knife.
George, what are you doing to yourself, George? Stay out of the news.
Anthony Weiner's primary loss is number 6 on the countdown. From CBS Radio, Terrell Brown reports on the primary in New York this past week and how voters rejected both Anthony Weiner and Elliot Spitzer.
Anthony Weiner and former New York Governor Elliot Spitzer were looking for a political comeback after sex scandals. Spitzer lost his race for the Democratic nomination for comptroller, and Weiner garnered only about 5% of the vote.
There's no doubt about it. We had the best ideas. Sadly, I was an imperfect messenger.
In the end, Anthony Weiner was the first one to call it a night, finishing New York's Democratic mayoral primary in 5th place. But his concession sounded more like a victory speech.
We did 125 new ideas every single day.
Weiner looked more like a winner back in May when he jumped into the race, leading the polls among Democrats. But his campaign took a nosedive when he admitted sending lewd messages to women long after he resigned from Congress for the same offense.
I have said that other texts and photos were likely to come out, and today they have.
The scandal dominated front pages, and Weiner's online alias became the butt of late-night jokes.
It's Carlos Danger.
And when it finally seemed as if the attention was starting to fade, a series of public feuds landed the New Yorker back in the spotlight.
Yeah, it takes one to know one.
As he took his final bow Tuesday night, Weiner thanked his family and what he called the Wonder Women of his campaign.
And Whitney and the amazing Lisa.
But there was no mention of his wife, Huma Abedin. One person who did show up, Weiner's former sexting partner, Sidney Leathers.
I think more than anything, he needs to just stop being an embarrassment to the city of New York. He should have dropped out of the race a long time ago, in my opinion.
Even on election day, Weiner had issues. When he arrived at his polling place, his signature was not included in the local polling book, which is required for anyone casting a ballot. Poll operators said it was an administrative error. It is not clear this morning what Weiner will do next.
Up next here on the countdown, Benghazi, a year later, Obamacare, how many years are we into this? And other elements of interest and importance on the countdown.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We are up to number 5 on the countdown. First anniversary of the attack in Benghazi. Host John Cass and Lauren Cohn talked to Senator Dan Coats of Indiana about the questions that remain, things that have never been answered about what happened in Benghazi last year.
The American people want to know what happened in Benghazi in order to even proceed to talk about Syria. Is there anything you can tell us about the mission in Benghazi, or what happened there that affected affects Syria?
Well, what happened and didn't happen there, John, is the fact that we never got to the truth. And there has been manipulation of the so-called talking points. There has been a delay in terms of getting people who were there on the ground that could certify what happened and what didn't happen. It's now been a year. We lost an ambassador and 3 Americans. Motto of the Marines and the motto of our military and the motto of our country is, you're out there sacrificing for the country. Something happens, we're going to do everything we can to come and get you, to save
right.
you.
Yeah.
And there was not that response. Again, it shows the weakness of our current leadership, and it's a tragedy for America's future, but it's a tragedy for the families of those 4 that lost their lives and didn't need to happen.
The number 4 item on the countdown has to do with the continuing discussion of Obamacare. Talk host Ray Dunaway with Congressman John Larson of Connecticut. They discussed the latest polls on the Affordable Care Act.
New poll is out this morning. This is being reported in Politico. 57% of the people surveyed said they oppose most or all of the proposals of the Health Reform Act, and 39% favored most of it or some of it. It seems, John, and I was just talking to J.J. Patrick, who falls under the auspices of Dodd-Frank, which, once again, is a bill with great intentions, but it's the devil's in the detail. Would there be any chance of putting it on hold for a while? The president's put part of it on hold. What do you think?
Well, no, I think the important thing is that everybody sit down and work together to make this thing what it should be. It's an imperfect bill. There's no question about that. But here's the deal, right? Our insurance companies, our hospitals, et cetera, are already bought into this. And here's why. This was a Heritage Foundation idea.
Yep.
Piloted by a Republican governor in a Democratic state. It takes the very best of the public sector and public health and everything that it brings, and everything that entrepreneurs and all that science, innovation, and technology can bring to bear on this issue. Now, listen to this. Bertolini says, Mark Bertolini from the, and others, and David Cordani and others, Matteo from all the insurance companies in the area are all talking about, hey, look at coordinated care and driving down the 18% of GDP that we have not only provides us with a paradigm shift for healthcare where we emphasize patient wellness and patient outcomes, but it pays down the national debt, puts us back into a focus where we have next generation of healthcare, where we're looking at and embracing the genomic project, and we're working together. Right. Here we are repealing today for the 42nd time in Congress,
right,
42 times the Affordable Care Act that has been recognized by the Supreme Court that passed the muster, that you know, if Democrats had our way, we would have preferred a single payer or Medicare for all. Instead, we have this program. So let's work together and make it happen and pay down the national debt in the meantime.
Obamacare, number four. So let's see here. Where are we at this point in the countdown? The new iPhone being introduced is number 10. Continuing controversies about play on the NFL side, number 9. Critics against Diana Nyad, number 8. George Zimmerman, number 7. Anthony Weiner, number 6. Benghazi, number 5. Obamacare, number 4. So shall we, well, I'll give you a hint. Number 3 had to do with something that happened this past week. How's that for being generous? That's all coming up here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Mr. Doug Steffen on the air with the Talk Radio Countdown Show for another week. On the air every week, 52 weeks a year with fresh material, because there's always lots of conversation going on day in and day out. So we have our job cut out for us, and we're happy to take on the task of telling and reporting to you what the big items, the top 10 every week are. This is the report for the week ending Friday, the 13th of September. Number 3 in the countdown, the 12th anniversary of September 11th. Host Rob Hunter and Kerry Dozier talking about a golf course in Wisconsin that caught a lot of flack over a planned promotion on the anniversary of the 11th of September.
One golf course in Wisconsin decided to do it in fashion. They had an ad in the local newspaper that said, 12th anniversary of 9/11. To commemorate this, we are offering 9 holes with cart for only $9.11, or 18 holes with cart for $19.11. 9/11/13 only. Must present coupon.
You can cut the coupon out of the paper.
Bring it in.
And you can go to Tumble Down Trails to get your deal. Unfortunately, Tumble Down Trails is no longer offering this. Madison, Wisconsin, by the way.
Hello, and thank you for calling Tumble Down Trails Golf Course. We are no longer accepting tee times for Wednesday, 9/11. Please accept our sincere apologies. Our attempt to remember the tragedy of that day has been met with negativity and now even death threats. We ask that you please take a moment to reflect and remember those that we've lost that day, as we were trying to do. God bless and have a good day. Thank you.
Oops. Seriously, you got to wonder, do they have a manager, or was the golf course being run by the bad guys? Because this is a bad idea.
It's a horrible idea. Now, I accept the apology. I get it. Not everyone makes right decisions all the time. Maybe they're trying to drum up some sort of business, or they wanted people to come out and play golf instead of going. I don't know
what
the reasoning is.
This wasn't a tweet, though, Rob. This was an ad in the paper. Somebody had to think about it and then present it to the Madison, Wisconsin Herald, whatever it is, and say, print that. And then somebody at the Herald had to say, okay,
looks
that's
good.
Wow, can I get a tee time now? Seriously?
But I do think that this kind of reflects where we're at. I mean, it's been 12 years, and that's not appropriate, obviously.
This does not reflect where we're at.
But I think, look, this anniversary kind of snuck up. We're like, oh, it's September 10th today. Oh, tomorrow's September 11th. Oh, yeah. Remember we used to, like, know, like, a week ahead of time or a month ahead of time? Oh, man, it's going to be the September 11th the thing. So then now it's become the thing on September 11th. So I don't know what's appropriate and what's not anymore. I get uncomfortable, Carrie, I'll
but
tell you.
But you'll know inappropriate when you see
it. Oh, yeah, but see, that's kind of the thing is, all right, I get it. So in 5 years, is this still inappropriate? In 70 years, is this still inappropriate?
Yes. It is always inappropriate to use an anniversary of thousands of people dying in the worst terrorist attack on American soil with a sale. Why? Because it's somebody gaining something business-wise from a tragedy.
Host Bobby Walsh talking to Chris Toomey, who's the wife of Senator Pat Toomey, about funding for Flight 93, the memorial there in Pennsylvania.
You got involved in the Flight 93 fundraiser, and I know that a lot of people now think that it's over, but really part one is over. Can you kind of give us what this is about and the first part of it and where we're going?
Well, I got involved in the fundraising aspect after Pat and I and our two older kids were out there for the 10th anniversary of September 11th. And former Presidents Clinton and Bush were there. And they announced then that they did not have enough money raised to continue the rest of the memorial. They had the wall in the path of the flight that had all the names of the 40 passengers and crew, and they had the walkway out that overlooked the field where the impact was. But they had not begun an education center, and most of the children that are school groups that are going through now, they weren't alive on September 11th, and they don't have any personal memory of it. So an education center is very important for this memorial, and then they also have a Tower of Voices planned for the 40 passengers and crew. So they had not raised the funds, and that was the only memorial that had not been completed. So the former presidents and Speaker of the House, John Boehner, had pledged to help them, you know, close that gap. And they held an event down in D.C., and that still didn't, you know, get them there. So I held a congressional tribute on Capitol Hill last December just to help raise awareness and continue, you know, the interest in the memorial and trying to raise the money. So they have raised enough money to go ahead with the education center. They're still looking for to raise the funds for the Tower of Voices. And
what is the Tower of Voices?
It's sort of a memorial to the 40 people. It's going to echo voices make a sound in memory of the 40 people.
Gotcha. All right. So so they got that. But so now they've got this walkway and the pathway out and the wall for the memorializing the victims of that flight. And now you're saying they have enough money for the education center.
Right. There's a groundbreaking today out in Shanksville to begin the next phase for the education center.
So that would lead us up to number two, and it's the story of Vladimir Putin chasing headlines in America up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Talk Radio in Review, the hot hits. Doug Steffen here with the number two item this week. Russian President Vladimir Putin chastising the United States. Here's Piers Morgan talking to Dana Bash on CNN about Putin's op-ed piece in the Thursday New York Times.
You have Vladimir Putin taking over the New York Times op-ed pages to give his latest mission statement to the American people.
It is really remarkable. Just when you think the story can't change anymore and get any more, frankly, sometimes weird, it has. The idea that Vladimir Putin wrote in the New York Times is also fascinating because he knows how to get to the American people. But just the idea of penning something like that really, and the substance of what he's saying, really does hit home to the American people how difficult it is going to be for John Kerry to go on this trip where he's heading right now to meet with his Russian counterpart, Sergey Lavrov, to find common ground. Because at its core, what his message is in the New York Times is the whole idea of military force is bad, is wrong. I mean, he's made very clear that he's opposed to it, and he's doing that again in this paper. And that's the opposite of what we're hearing from the president, both in private and in public. He says you need to keep military action on the table as the teeth to getting any diplomatic solution out there.
I mean, he says in this piece that there's growing trust between him and President Obama, but at the same time, he also attacks him for using this phrase that America was exceptional because of the policies it follows. He says, almost bordering on arrogance is the way Putin seems to read this, saying nothing exceptional about it at all, and countries shouldn't be exceptional like that. Mm-hmm. It's a very strange piece when you read it from start to finish, but you can't help thinking that what it shows the American people is that the man calling the shots here is not their president, but it's the Russian leader.
That's exactly right, and it really does remind you that this off-ramp or this lifeline that everybody went for immediately, from the administration to members of Congress who were being asked to vote on something that they didn't, most of them didn't want to vote for, which is authorization, is now in the hands of this man who nobody trusts. I mean, you saw the Senate Majority Leader on the Senate floor today reminding everybody that he was head of the KGB.
Here's radio man Charlie Sykes talking to a couple of his callers about Putin's comments regarding American exceptionalism.
I thought among the extraordinary things about this thoroughly obnoxious editorial by Vladimir Putin was the fact that he decided to take a shot at President Obama's comment about American exceptionalism. He said, I would disagree with the case that he made on American exceptionalism, stating the United States' policy is what makes America different, it's what makes us exceptional. And then Putin goes on to say, it is extremely dangerous to encourage people to see themselves as exceptional, whatever their motivation. Now, you have to kind of think like Vladimir Putin. Why would he single out that line from Obama's speech? He doesn't single out any other line from the Obama speech to write about in the New York Times. Pierre from New Berlin, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, basically American exceptionalism
is capitalism and our free market system.
Yeah.
And that's the system that beat his communist system, so he took a shot at it.
Okay, that's sort of the obvious thing. I mean, obviously the Russians don't want to celebrate American exceptionalism, but why would he bother?
To try to get the world to look at it in a negative way.
Mm. You know,
that his way's better.
Maybe I'm being more Machiavellian, because I have this picture of Putin and his buddies just rolling around, just laughing their you-know-what's off in the Kremlin about this whole thing. And they're thinking, how do we rub his nose in it? How do we stick it to him? How do we embarrass the president more? How do we do this whole thing where now suddenly Russia is the voice of peace? Russia is the voice of international relations. Russia is, you know, because like 5 minutes ago, it was the United States, and they were the rogue nation. And now he is preening himself, is that we are Russia, we are back, we are the superpower. In fact, we're now driving this policy, not the United States. I mean, you have to understand, that's the whole point of this editorial, that it is now Russia that is the voice of reason, Russia, which is, you know, backing us away from war. And then, of course, there's the gratuitous kind of mocking of the United States, people are thinking that that's all you do. They don't think of you as democracy. They think of you as, you know, having these wars. And plus, all of your wars basically suck. So, again, you have to see it in the context. Why did he single out that line? Now, maybe this is a little bit, maybe nobody's going to, you know, see this the same way that I did. Because I remember listening to the president speak. I thought it was an extraordinary thing for him to say. And let's be honest, I was surprised to hear President Obama say that America's policy is what makes America different. It's what makes us exceptional. I was surprised to have Barack Obama invoke American exceptionalism. Tom from Bayview.
I'm thinking, wasn't it shortly after Barack took office and went on his apology tour that he made excuses for American exceptionalism? For him to cite us as exceptional seems to run contrary to what he was saying initially.
Okay, all right. This is sort of a backwards way of saying it. I think you're onto it. The reality is that Putin decided to sort of, I think, needle Obama on this, because you know what? He knows that Obama doesn't believe it either. He don't know. Barack Obama's entire presidency, his entire public persona, is a rejection of American exceptionalism. Barack Obama, at the core of his being, does not believe in American exceptionalism. Now, he will say the words when he needs to politically, but in his heart, he doesn't believe it. Putin knows he doesn't believe it. So he's really needling him, saying, I disagree with you. Because he knows that that's something that is a vulnerability for Barack Obama. This is the way Putin right now is playing him like a Stradivarius.
Talk host Dave Ross breaking down some of the news reports on Putin and his controversy in the New York Times.
Insiders are telling CBS News that the message and the tone of the Putin opinion piece has shocked the White House.
Secretary of State John Kerry flew to Geneva to begin negotiations with Russia about dismantling Syria's chemical weapons stockpiles. Putin's essay appeared to undercut those very negotiations and raise fresh doubts about Moscow's seriousness.
CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Major Garrett. In his address to the nation, President Obama spoke about American exceptionalism and the willingness of the American people to confront wrongdoing. In his opinion piece in the New York Times, Russia's president took another view.
Putin, a strong man at home known for repressing dissent and intimidating rivals, sounded this contemptuous note about the American virtues Mr. Obama described. It is extremely dangerous to encourage people to see themselves as exceptional, whatever the motivation. There are big countries and small countries, rich and poor, those with long democratic traditions and those still finding their way to democracy.
Although I have to say, I'm not sure why it surprises the White House when we go around saying we're exceptional and the world can't get along without us, but other nations might say, wait a minute. There was other stuff in Putin's op-ed, too. He said that when a country like the U.S. decides to jump without a U.N. ruling, it's no wonder countries like Iran and North Korea want nuclear weapons, because it's the one deterrent that works. He also pointed out that Libya, Iraq, and Afghanistan, where the U.S. has intervened, are a mess. So there is some swaggering going on here.
But now we'll see if Putin can deliver.
Senior administration officials told us that they thought Putin's essay was about a posturing, and the tone, while mocking, is not what really matters. The White House contends Putin and Russia are now fully invested in the process of dismantling Syria's chemical weapons stockpiles, and if that effort fails, it will be Russia that will lose prestige on the world stage.
So that leaves us with the number one on the countdown this week, Syria, once again. And we'll discuss with a couple of different points of view. We'll discuss that in a matter of moments. Stand by here on the countdown.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Let's finish up our review in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the number one item. No surprise, the debate over Syrian action. Here's host John Gambling talking to national security expert KT McFarland about the shocking news, shocking news, that oil is really what's behind the activity in Syria.
I've heard this line of thinking from a number of different sources, that really what is behind all of this in Syria has as much to do, well, certainly the Middle East and the whole issue in Israel and the rest of it in Iran and all of that, but has as much to do with oil and gas pipelines running through the northern section of Syria.
Yeah, these are oil and gas pipelines that would go from Central Asia, not from Russia, but from other countries, through Syria and then to the west. And Russia does not want any competitor pipelines. It wants its own pipelines going through Syria. And why is this important to Russia? Russia, its only export is energy. Its only way it makes money is by selling oil and natural gas to the world. I mean, nobody buys Russian computers. Nobody buys Russian cars. So they buy Russian energy. And if Russia cannot get its oil to market, if Russia can't have a high price for that oil, then Russia is as screwed as it was in the late 1980s. And the way Reagan won the Cold War was not by using weapons. What he did was drive the price of oil down by convincing the Saudis to pump a lot more oil. And then the Russians, all of a sudden, their income stream dried up. They didn't have enough money to feed their own people. And then Reagan challenged them to a Star Wars military arms race, which they knew they couldn't keep up with. So that's really why the Soviet Union fell.
And as you and I spoke last time, a couple of weeks ago, you pointed out that we could probably quell much of the anxiety in the Middle East and other places in the world if we became energy independent, if we became a net exporter of raw energy. The Middle East would be scrambling to be our best friends.
In the last couple of years, we've gotten the ability to discover this stuff and to get it out of the ground, refine it, and sell it. We ought to be doing that, because if we become energy self-sufficient, we don't need the Middle East. If we don't do that, I worry that we're looking at 30 years of a Middle East, a civil war between radical Shiites and radical Sunnis, funded by the oil revenues that both sides get. I want to take away their money and win the Cold War. This war on economic terms.
Here's what some talk radio callers had to say about the president and about Syria.
I think it's wrong in every single way, because to me it's just like fighting war, period, for peace. It makes no sense at all. We're worried about other people in other countries when we should be worried about our own. It's wrong in every single way, and to me, I believe that we are going to kill all of our soldiers or kill a lot of innocent people just to fight in somewhere else that has nothing to do with us. If they would have striked us, then yeah, we should have said something. We can do something about it. But they didn't. It's in their own homeland. It's their problem.
International law says that we cannot go to another country and try to take out the head of that state. That's breaking international law. We don't have a friend in the world to go with us. We go over by ourselves and start a war. We're starting a war. That's what we're doing. We go over and drop bombs. We start a war. That's what we're doing.
The president did not convince me. But people are saying, well, we must stand behind the president or the world will think him, well, many things. But you see, when Benghazi happened, and we did not respond. And this president acknowledged a lie about a video. I mean, all of that has to do a lot more with the loss of respect for him or trust in him than anything that has to do with Syria right now. I think had he jumped in with both feet and gone and fought for our Marines that were killed or made some effort to make people pay for that, he would have had the whole world and the whole country behind him for this.
Syria is the most talked about item this week in the talk radio world. So let's go from number 10 to number 1 one more time. The new iPhone introduction at number 10. NFL and sports controversies, number 9. Diana Nyad, I suppose this would be a sports controversy as well. Number 8, George Zimmerman. Look at him, you know, he's no sportsman, but he's number 7 in terms of his continuing legal troubles. Anthony Weiner's primary loss, number 6. Goodbye and good luck to you, Mr. Weiner. The anniversary of the attacks on Benghazi, 5. Obamacare, number 4. 12th anniversary of September 11th, number 3. Vladimir Putin and his op-ed piece, number 2. And Syria is the number 1 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Copyright 2014. Written by Ken Kessler and produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.